This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, it was really difficult today, figuring out how I was going to open the show because, the wildfires and the fires that are going on in California. As I woke up this morning, you could just see the smoke blanket where I live, and I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So, you know, when you see smoke from another state, okay, especially in an area that borders a big ocean, coming all the way to your inland neck of the woods, you know that's pretty bad. Then I was wondering, should I open talking about the National Convention drama that's going on now with Debbie Wasserman Schultz needing to resign and the email leak. And then I was thinking, well, wait a second. I saw Finding Dory this weekend. And Finding Dory was so cute. Such a good movie that I didn't know, well, should I open with that? And we do have some medical news, but it's just, I mean, all this stuff is going on. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to talk about all three, okay, in the opening, because this is just, first of all, Finding Dory, very, very cute, very adorable. I changed my profile picture on my Facebook. That's how much I thought it was adorable. A very, very, what's smart about that movie, actually, I got a lot to say about kids' movies now, okay? I don't go to a lot of kids' movies anymore because my sons are 16 and 13. But they both wanted to see, the Dory movie. I was surprised. I'm like, you guys want to see Star Trek? Do you want to see Independence Day? You want to see Dory? And they're like, no, let's see that. And I was like, really surprised, because they're ready for Suicide Squad movie coming out. And they're really, into the Avenger movies and scary horror flicks. But they wanted to see, Dory had its, I was scared during that movie. I was, clutching onto my blankie. So it was kind of scary. But, you watch the previews, and you really don't get to watch a lot of previews with the movies that you watch. And you saw some of the quality of the movies that the previews are coming out, and they just seem overstimulatory. Too many graphics, too many, colors and I don't know, very confusing movies. And I'm looking at some of these movies going, oh my gosh, if I was a kid, I would get a seizure looking at these things. I mean, it just seemed to be so much and such a bombardment. So it was really nice to see something like Dory where, the colors are more solid. And I think that's very important. I mean, because a lot of us are parents and grandparents. And you got to take your kids to these movies now. And if you think you're going to, lose a circuit in your brain watching something like that, that's difficult. That's difficult to sit through. So I really commend the Nemo. Pixar does a good job with Disney of not making it overstimulatory. Yes, the colors are vibrant or whatever, but I thought that was very good so I could sit through it without getting a migraine. But I just want to draw some attention, okay, if you don't mind. I just want to draw some attention to this short that they played before Dory. Now, I can't talk about it too much because some of you guys are waiting to see the movie and you want to see the short. Pixar is famous for making shorts before the movies like Toy Story and, et cetera. There was that short with that. I think it was a piggy bank. I forget what the short was before Toy Story. But this short was probably one of the best, I think, animated clips I have ever seen. In fact, I would even say non-animated because the moral was so amazing. And if I could just, in a nutshell, it starts out with a character that seems to almost die or go through some real, real difficult obstacles, okay? And he meets a friend, and the friend shows him, all right, in the midst of all this, how it's not an obstacle but make it work for you. And then all of a sudden, he not only makes it work for him, but he succeeds better than anybody else. And when I saw that, I spent 3 hours, okay, lecturing my kids on the life lesson you learned from that short. And that's what I want to convey to you guys. So hurry up and watch it so I could talk about it. But, to me, and I don't know if that was the purpose. I think the purpose was just to be happy and all that, but I saw a deeper meaning in it. And I can't tell you how many times in my life one of the biggest disasters that I would have thought would have happened in my career or something ended up being one of the best things that could have ever happened to me. And so you need to learn to realize to work with it. You know, what analogy do we always use where I think it's like a tree? You know, you could try to withstand the wind with the tree, but if you don't learn how to bend and roll with it and work with it, you're just going to crack. And same thing, you know, you need to take that momentum and you need to just, you know, so somebody could say, well, Dahlia, in your career, wasn't Obamacare the biggest disaster? Yeah, come to think of it. So what good came out of that and what it did to my practice and what it did to my patients? I mean, I don't know. Okay, I mean, maybe it'll, you know, cause us to, you know, look at our healthcare system differently, you know, and maybe we'll finally get off our butts and fix the healthcare system. For me personally, I chose a job in teaching, and I love to teach. I love it. And I teach at Toro University, Nevada, and oh my God, these students are amazing. So, you know, when people go, you know, oh my gosh, you know, what happened to your practice? What happened to your staff? By the way, my staff, they all moved, another doctor had come in to take over the patients and they all kept their jobs. Nobody lost their jobs with that transition. That was my main rule. I did not want anyone to lose their jobs just because I had to close down my practice. I can't take another mortgage on a house to keep a place open. And so nobody lost their jobs. It was a very smooth transition. But, you know, one of the biggest disasters to my medical career ended up allowing a new opportunity. And so now I get to teach and I get to make new, you know, and so all the impact that I thought I would make on each individual patient, I now possibly get to make an impact on millions of patients. Because everything I've ever wanted a doctor to do, I can now teach students to do that. And so it's an absolute godsend. So that's the moral of today. Whenever something absolutely disastrous happens, okay, use that as a learning mechanism. Use that as a, one of my friend's fathers had passed. I don't know how you unfortunately make a positive out of that. You lost your father, but what had happened to him has been a beacon of conversation and a beacon of hope for more research in the subject. And so, you can make good out of bad things. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly, I want to thank Governor Phil Bryan of Mississippi and everybody in Mississippi to help create Mississippi Blood Donation Day. It's going to be September 10th. We're waiting for the other 49 states to get their proclamations, and we are off. We are going to be raising as much blood as possible in the next coming months, and we hope to raise it all year long. So if any of you live in Mississippi, please reach out to me, and we will set you up with a blood bank to host a blood drive. But thank you, Governor Bryant. You guys rock. Let's go to the phone line. Some of you have questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Doc. My name is Lynn. I'm a nurse here in town, and I had spinal stenosis in my spine from age. Ouch. And activities. And about 4 months ago, I had a L2, L3, kind of rooted out, and then I fell, and they had to go back in and remove the hematoma. And it's been 4.5 months. I'd like to know, what's your opinion about healing of back surgery. And one is a back surgery, a failed back surgery. Apparently, my body is in an autoimmune reaction to this situation because I have other autoimmune problems. And I'm trying to think that I can do. I'm taking omega-3s and such to reduce the inflammation because I know that it's very dangerous overall to be have inflammation in your body for a prolonged period of time. Do you have any suggestions? And again, when is a back surgery considered a failed back surgery? Thank you so much.
That's a great question. I wish I could talk to you live. I got a lot of questions for you, but let me quickly go back and just get everybody up to speed. Spinal stenosis, and bless you for what you're going through. I agree. 4 months is a long time. You should be starting to feel better after a good couple months. But, you know, when we look at, you know, people responding with back pain, et cetera, pain is very, very difficult to quantitate because you have the brain involved as opposed to it being just a localized area. So, like, for example, let's say you were in a lot of pain when you had spinal stenosis, and I'll quickly review what that is in a second. Let's say you had a lot of pain with spinal stenosis. The surgery helped, but you have residual pain. And after being in pain for 4 months, you're getting pretty sick of it, such that it could be milder pain. And your surgery could have been a success, but because you still have some element of pain, you're miserable. And, you know, this is what makes it very, very difficult for the patient or for the doctor to determine, was it a failed back surgery? You know, to many of us would be like, well, yeah, it failed because, you know, she had surgery to fix something or didn't fix something. You know, and, you know, a fixing is supposed to be a black or white, you know, yes or no, you know, complete reversal of symptoms, but not entirely. Many of these surgeries are designed to assist and help when sometimes there it's something that you just can't fix completely. So a lot of quote-unquote failed back surgeries might not actually have been specifically a failed back surgery. It might have been a success, but because the person is still in pain and they're still suffering and they're still miserable, who cares if the surgery was a success? They're still in pain. And then it gets summed under failed back surgery. But real quickly, so, okay, what is spinal stenosis? So spinal stenosis, which is something we all fear, okay, because when you hear somebody have it, you're like, oh, my gosh, that sounds horrible. It's basically the narrowing or the stenosis. Stenosis in medicine kind of means narrowing of the spinal canal. And that narrowing of the spinal canal will impede the nerve transits. And so it could cause major pain. It could cause numbness. And if you're blocking the nerve because of the narrowing, if the narrowing is impeding the nerve, then your muscles eventually start becoming weak in your arms or in your legs because the muscles aren't getting the nerves that they need, so they're not moving like they're supposed to, and they start getting weak. Now, what causes stenosis? Well, a lot of times it's arthritis. You get so much arthritis buildup that naturally the canal starts to narrow. It's a real shame. Sometimes, you know, the ligaments could thicken or the joints could enlarge. And Mayfield Brain and Spine have some beautiful pictures of what this looks like, what a normal vertebrae looks like and what a stenotic vertebrae looks like. So you see the nerve and you see how the nerve doesn't have the room because of the stenosis and all the buildup surrounding it. So sometimes we do physical therapy or injections, etc., but sometimes you need decompression. And they say most decompression surgeries take about 6 to 8 weeks to recover. So basically what they do is they take this, they make an incision in the back. Now the lamina is the bone that kind of forms the backside of the spinal canal, and it kind of makes a roof over the spinal cord. If they remove that roof and other soft tissues around there, that could give more room for the nerves. It also allows you to get in there and get rid of some of the bony spurs. So they say depending on the extent of the stenosis, they may go one vertebrae or like in your case, a couple vertebrae. So when they do the surgery, there's a few different types, which you know, but I'm you know, just explaining to my my listeners. You got the laminectomy where they remove that entire roof, that bony lamina. And they could also remove some of the facet joints that are nearby and then some of the thickened ligaments. A laminotomy is where they kind of cut it. And they remove a small portion of it on one side to let there be, more breathing space. This seems to be a less invasive surgery. They could even use an endoscope, but sometimes it doesn't do the trick, and they'll do a laminectomy. A foraminotomy. That's where they remove the bone around the neural foramen, which is the space between the vertebrae where the nerve root leaves the spinal canal. So they do this when the disc has degenerated to the point where it's pinching the nerve, and they could do the foraminotomy with the laminectomy or the laminotomy. And then there's laminoplasty, where they expand the spinal cord by cutting the lamina on one side and kind of swinging them open like a door. They do this in the cervical area. So if you have significant pain, if you're having the weakness, if you're having the numbness, if the pain is worse, the leg pain is worse than the back pain, that's telling us that nerve is getting hit. You know, many people ask, well, wait a second, how do you know there's nerve pinching, okay, with my back pain? You know, because my back just hurts so badly. Well, if you start to feel it down the legs or down the arms, that's the issue. We only recommend surgery if you failed physical therapy, etc. And so, your neurosurgeon or your orthopedic surgeon will do the surgery, and they will remove as we talked about. Now, okay, so what is failed back surgery? Failed back syndrome or failed back surgery is really generalized. We can't say that if you had one surgery and you still have pain after 4 months, you have failed back surgery. But it's definitely something you think about. Okay? They say, rule of thumb is try to go for the easier surgeries first. Okay? So, for example, if you have, we've talked about how many people do really well with neurosurgeons and orthopedic surgeons doing discectomies for back pain of anything else. Because a discectomy or a microdiscectomy, it's a pretty predictable operation. According to spinehealth.com, the more predictable the operation, the better. But if you have a disc herniation, you're coming in with a lot of pain, or you're having some spinal stenosis that took years of damage to build up, your predictability of how you're going to respond to it starts to go down. And so you are unfortunately at higher risk for a failed back surgery. And that doesn't mean you don't have the surgery. That doesn't mean to, not try. But because, again, if you're in pain, I mean, I tell people, look, if you can't take it anymore and you have tried everything possible, then, you have to go in there and try to cut and open up the area. I mean, you can't live with muscle weakness. I mean, you can't get to the point where you can't walk. I mean, you know, we could help you with your pain, but, we can't bring walking back, and we can't bring your muscle back. So, I mean, we like to intervene as soon as we start to see you lose muscle or you can't go on. We have to look at scars. Okay, like the epidural fibrosis, that kind of goes around the nerve root. You know, a lot of times when you go into cut, you could unfortunately, cause more scarring. What we usually recommend, you're at the 4 month mark, is look at possible some injections, look at physical therapy, acupuncture, and find if maybe this isn't a failed back surgery from the original surgery, but maybe, like you said, you have a lot of autoimmune issues, which makes it very, very difficult for healing, and now you have a big boo-boo in the body, and your immune system won't let up. I wish I could give you more advice, but you're at the 4 month mark, which I think is the perfect time to start asking and inquiring. So sit down and have that conversation with your surgeon. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey protein powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, my nose is running. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, this weekend was not without its drama. I mean, you thought that after the Republican National Convention, all right, there would probably be a little bit of a lull. We were expecting a flawless Democratic National Convention, right? Or the Hillary National Convention. Because Bernie Sanders gave his endorsement Everybody was supposed to be hunky-dory. Now that, you know, yeah, there were some Bernie Sanders protesters still, you know, getting mad at Hillary, but, you know, Bernie is supposed to speak tonight, and everybody is supposed to rally around Hillary. And so it was supposed to go flawless until we had a WikiLeaks revelation of thousands of emails. And it included Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee, and thousands of internal email exchanges among Democratic officials. We are being told that the worst is yet to be revealed, as this is, it's just, you know, reality TV, reality TV is making a comeback. Julian Assange says my next leak will ensure Hillary's arrest. So, you know, the first thing that apparently they have choice phrases for certain ethnicities. They were talking about, they were actually kind of making fun of some of the donors who only donated like $100,000 versus somebody else. It's the private emails. This is how, you know, political, both sides, political groups talk about groups. That LBJ, Brian Cranston had portrayed LBJ in, I believe, the movie All the Way. And, you know, he had referred to the Dixiecrats in there, the Dixiecrats from the South that were at the time fighting, vote for all and civil rights. And so, you know, obviously the communications between the strategists, I mean, obviously there's strategy. Okay. Nobody speaks as, all right, we love Bernie Sanders. We love Trump. Let's be better. And that's not how they're going to talk. And so, unfortunately, a lot of the emails had to do with, had some name calling, terms for donors and discussion of that, advice on how to handle Sanders, and it obviously led to a lot of theories of the conspiracy theories that Bernie Sanders had about the Democratic Convention working against them. You know, people didn't believe him. They were like, "Well, is he a sore loser, or is this really happening?" Or they did believe him. They're like, "Well, what do we do about it?" And so that all came forward. So DNC Chairwoman Wasserman waited for President Obama, from what I understand, to recommend that she resign, and she resigned, although I think she's resigning after the convention. So here there was supposed to be all this media and all this talk about Hillary ahead in the polls, and from what we're understanding, in some polls she's tied with Donald Trump, and in other polls she actually is falling behind. And so, when you look at this big, media circus, and maybe all politics were like this. I mean, I'm trying to remember, you know, the Bush-Gore and the Clinton-Dole, I'm trying to remember all the other presidencies. And maybe it's because I wasn't, you know, glued to the TV set, you know, because I'm in the media now, and being a journalist, I have to be on top of it. But I don't think there has ever been an election that has been this crazy. And, or maybe it has been, but because the media now brings it to our attention. So Bernie Sanders is supposed to speak tonight. Is he going to pull a Ted Cruz? I mean, he was right. Right, there are people very, very mad. There are people that, you know, thought that there was some, you know, I mean, see, because remember, the Democratic Convention, the Democratic, you know, powers that be, they're supposed to be open, and they're supposed to be, assisting everybody. Now, even though that didn't happen in Trump's case, there was a lot of back and forth. They're supposed to not be biased. And so I guess with some of these emails, and now with Julian Assange saying that, he's got something that's indictable, in terms of Hillary, it just kind of brings more confusion and more chaos to the whole political arena. I mean, I don't give a damn what happens at these conventions. I don't give a damn about the media attention and about the ratings. What I care about is who's going to lead our country. All right, this is some scary stuff. We had another attack in Germany. We're dealing with one of the biggest droughts we've ever had. We have California wildfires killing people, threatening their homes. We have issues with drought. I don't know where all the solar energy and the water plants that we were promised are. All right, our healthcare system is in shambles. The economy is about to hit one of the biggest depressions yet if we don't figure out what we're going to do with the automation of jobs, the commercial real estate and the too much commercial real estate that we have and the baby boomers growing out of their homes. I mean, aging out of their homes. I don't think we are ready. And so, you know, for those people that were like, okay, well, you know what? Maybe Hillary is going to be it. The Hillary drama isn't over. All right. I mean, it's all over this now with the convention and, you know, what other, emails are going to be leaked. And maybe it's the emails that the FBI ignored. So, you know, people are mad and, it's very frustrating to me. Do I think, should Bernie Sanders actually say his mind? Should this become more of a chaotic mess? If Bernie is going to be a better leader than Hillary, and the Democrats believe that, then the Democrats have to figure out one way or another who's going to lead them and get that done. If Hillary did, I mean, I have no idea what kind of a leader anybody's going to be. All right, but if there's all this distrust, and again, it is media fueled. Okay, I mean, look at how people talk, and the emails and the conversations that have probably been going on for centuries surrounding elections are now made public. Okay, this is one of the first elections where people are going to see a firsthand look of how campaigns are run. No shock here. I mean, we all knew when Hillary was even considering it. We knew when Bill Clinton left office that Hillary was going to run for president someday, and it was not going to be the most Snow White means about it. Okay, we knew that. But now you get to see it, and now you feel responsible that you can't ignore it. All right? And that's where, you know, many of us can say, all right, well, maybe there's something shifty going on, but you want to know what? We don't know about it. It's all guesswork. It's all theories. I'm not going to waste my time on theories. We're going to deal with the facts, and let's move on. But once emails come out, and these things are facts, now you and I go, well, wait a second. All right? Do I support somebody that's crooked? Do I support somebody put our national security at risk? You know, do we support somebody who's going to put themselves first? And now you feel responsible. You're like, well, I can't just close my eyes. It's out there on the internet. But I got to tell you, this is a different world. Anything you say, anything you communicate is going to be available for the whole world to see years and generations from now. So be very careful with your emails. Okay? Duh. All right? You may say, oh, so-and-so is this. And, you know, and I've emailed family members furious at them. All right? Because we've had issues in my family where I want to pull out my hair when I look at some of the things they've done. And so, you know, I don't have time to make 5 separate phone calls. So I will do a mass email ripping everybody a new one. But unfortunately, those things, okay, can be out there in cyberspace. So there's no more privacy anymore, guys. No more privacy. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's bad. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Alright guys, we're back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We are very, very slowly going into August. Very, very hot. But what usually happens in August? We start to get a little excited about something. What are we so excited and happy about in August? What just makes us tingle and get all giddy and realize that there's hope and the light is at the end of the tunnel? No, not the Olympics. The kids are getting ready to go back to school. Yee-haw! Many schools start in mid to the end of August, so those little tushies get to finally go back to school, and mommy is done with all the yelling and the griping and the whining and the eating all my food and taking the money out of my wallet and the complaining. Oh, I cannot wait. Now, unfortunately, what is one person's jubilation is another person's misery. And so which group of individuals have to take now all this heat and take all this, I guess, I don't want to say the word, basically, who takes it off our shoulders? The teachers. So the teachers, they need some help, okay, because we don't want all of them to quit August 1st, okay? We want them to be there, and we want them to be happy, and we want to keep them covered. So what we're doing in Las Vegas, Nevada, for any of you who live, is we are holding the biggest we are holding the biggest school supply drive for teachers. And we are collecting everything they need. And boy, do they need dry erase markers. They need dry erase markers. They need erasers. They need pens. They need paper. They need construction paper, folders, egg crates, glitter, glue, stapler, scissors, anything you could think of. And what's good is that, you know, the back-to-school supplies are already out there on sale. So the back-to-school supply sales are already out there. So if you could get a group of school supplies together, drop it off at any Storage One self-storage in Las Vegas. There's about, I think, 17 locations, or any of the 33 Albertsons or Vaughn stores. There's going to be baskets for tools for teachers, and we are doing a collection there. Or you could go to 6045 South Rainbow, Suite 100, and drop off your school supplies there. But this is going to be one of the biggest yet, and we're also, for those of you who are teachers who don't live in Las Vegas, Nevada, Tools for Teachers involves everybody, so even if we don't personally have school supplies for you in your respective states, we do have health tips, and I'm here to answer any of your medical questions. And go to Tools for Teachers on Facebook or Tools for Teachers on Twitter. Reach out, and we are here to help you, because tools, not only is it, you know, school supplies, but it's anything else you need. And what I would eventually like to do is make Tools for Teachers national, where you get coupons and discounts and all sorts of goodies if you're a teacher. So if any of you live in any respective states that want to help me organize the Tools for Teachers campaign in that particular state, please reach out to me, because it's the least we could do, right? Because we're so happy that the kids are leaving. Go back to school, hurry, please. I'm not even going to stop the car. It's going to be like, get out. All right, nearly 10,000 homes have been evacuated, 18 destroyed as this ferocious California wildfire spreads. They are calling it like a freight train, forcing crews to clear as many as 10,000 homes by today as this wildfire raged through the tinder dry canyons, being reported by Fox News. It's already destroyed 18 homes in northern Los Angeles County. They say it gained ferocious new power 2 days after it broke out, sending so much smoke in the air that planes making drops on it had to be grounded for part of the day. Fire officials have ordered 20,000 people to leave their homes. For this time of year, it is the most extreme fire behavior, County Fire Chief Daryl Ospie said in his 32-year career. Officials said late Sunday the blaze had burned through at least 51 square miles of brush north of Los Angeles, but that number is expected to jump Monday when they could reassess it today. Right now it is only 10% contained from what we're finding out. The helicopters made water drops throughout the night. New evacuations were put in place Sunday as the blaze roared, they said, through the Angeles National Forest towards the city of action. About 300 miles up the coast, crews were battling another fire that was spanning more than 70 17 square miles. That destroyed six homes on Sunday and forced evacuations outside Big Sur. So the Southern California blaze right now has blackened at least 46 square miles of brush on ridge lines near the city of Santa Clarita. Osby said the size estimate could grow considerably once a better assessment is done. Planes, unfortunately, were unable to make drops over the fire for a long stretch of the afternoon, so they had to resume a few hours before dusk. And the helicopters released retardant around the perimeter of the fire all day. That would continue until the night. And unfortunately, this is the time. It's dry. We're in a drought. Yes, El Nino gave us some relief during the spring, and we had a very interesting winter, but it does nothing once the sun evaporates everything and you got very, very dry brush and very dry canyons. Lois Walsh, an 87-year-old, said she and her dog evacuated, but her husband refused. She said, "My husband's stubborn as a mule. He wouldn't leave. I don't know if he got out of there or not. There's no way of knowing. I think the last time I looked, it was about 100 yards from us. I don't know if our house is still standing or not. All I could do is pray." Oh, that's scary. So there's possibly the husband of Lois Walsh in their 80s that could have been sitting at home not wanting to leave. Hey, you know, and many of you look at this and go, okay, why wouldn't somebody leave? Why wouldn't, there's a fire, get up and go. You have somebody, you know, when you're older, okay, I mean, there also could have been an element of dementia. Okay, in the next hour, we're going to be talking about dementia and Alzheimer's and some of the latest that has come up. But, I mean, there could be an element of that. But, you know, when you're old and you can't move and you're going to be displaced from your home and you have your medicines and you have your walker and you have your, you know, it's not a very easy decision to just pick up and go. Especially many people think from a psychological standpoint that once you leave, you're never coming back. It's gone. And the thought of somebody losing their home is just too much to bear, that they want to be in the home no matter what. And so, I mean, it's good that Lois and her daughter had the good sense to leave. But that's crazy when you see families split up like that as the fire is coming to the house. But, you know, you need to realize that, you know, an older person, you know, who may have a different frame of reference of what's going on, and he may think, once I flee, I'm not going back. I mean, you know, most of my family killed in the Holocaust for that same reason. Well, you don't leave your home. You leave your home, it's gone. I mean, you know, if you can't take her home with you, you stay with your home. You know, nobody thought that, why would I lose my home? You don't walk away and lose your biggest asset, your biggest commodity. Well, unfortunately, they lost their lives over that. And so it's a lesson I learned. I learned very quickly on that home means nothing. That house, I mean, you flee. You gotta flee. You flee. You drop everything, grab the kids, grab the pets. Yes, grab the pets. And you flee. So, unfortunately, we have no idea what happened to him. So, let's see, they're saying north on the central coast, the blaze consuming brush and rugged mountains near Big Sur was threatening about 1,600 homes. It burned in inaccessible terrain 5 miles south of Garapata State Park. And, you know, some of you think, well, you know, fires are natural. You know, they're natural, it's a part of the natural evolution of nature. Yeah, but we don't want nature to do its thing when we got humans living there. Okay, I mean, I live in southern Nevada, so I live in the desert. Now, luckily for the desert, we don't really have a lot of trees. Okay, so, you know, we don't see the fires like we do in California because we don't have as much brush. I mean, there's only so much a fire could do, you know, with caliche. So, you know, fortunately for us, you know, we just have to deal with the smoke. You know, we live in areas that, I mean, remember, nature was there before we were. Trees were there before we were. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.